This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Monday fought Palestinian militants in Rafah while ordering the population to evacuate from parts of the southern Gaza city. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week. Around 1.3 million people were sheltering there before the operation began. Israeli forces are also battling militants in northern Gaza, areas where Israel had launched major operations earlier in the war. All 12 of Gaza's higher education institutions have been destroyed or damaged in 7 months of war, and more than 350 teachers and academics have been killed, according to Palestinian official data. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gazans fear Israel's military offensive has inflicted damage to their education system that will long outlast the fighting. Gaza and the occupied West Bank have internationally high literacy levels. But Israel's blockade and repeated rounds of conflict left education fragile and under-resourced. Schools have also been bombed or turned into shelters for displaced people, leaving about 625,000 school-aged children unable to attend classes. The UN estimates that more than 70% of schools in Gaza will need full reconstruction or major rehabilitation after the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. on Monday said it has discussed an incident with Israel protesters blocking aid trucks heading for Gaza.
It is our strong view that aid cannot and must not be interfered with.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. This is VOA News. Ukrainian police are evacuating hundreds of civilians from Kharkiv region's border area amid Russian shelling, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A police officer walks a woman to vehicles holding her hand. She doesn't see, he says. We need to lead her straight to the bus. Hold on, where is the bus? Tell me, which bus can I put her on? Reporters lie on the ground amid nearby explosions. The police video shows that the camera is shaking as the village evacuation proceeds. A police officer next to a gate shouts, "Faster, grandmother, faster!" Elsewhere, a unit runs toward an old building, hammering on its doors and walls. People are evidently running for their lives as the Russian units advance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Georgia's parliament on Monday greenlit a final vote on a proposed law that critics see as a threat to media freedom and the country's aspirations to join the European Union. After police dispersed the last protest against it over the weekend, the bill would require media and non-governmental organizations and other nonprofits to register as, quote, pursuing the interests of a foreign power. If they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad, the opposition denounces the bill as the Russian law because Moscow uses similar legislation to crack down on independent news media, nonprofits, and activists critical of the Kremlin. Search and rescue operations continue in Indonesia's West Sumatra province on Monday after deadly flash floods and mudslides. Dozens were killed over the weekend, authorities said, while rescuers carried on searching for missing people. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
400 personnel, including rescuers, police, and military, have been deployed, helped by at least 8 excavators and drones. Torrential rain on Saturday evening triggered floods, landslides, and cold lava flow in 3 districts in the province. The cold lava flow is a mud-like mixture of volcanic ash, rock debris, and water. It came from Mount Merapi, one of Sumatra's most active volcanoes. In December, more than 20 people were killed after Merapi erupted. A series of eruptions has followed since.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Donald Trump's fixer lawyer turned foe, Michael Cohen, is directly implicating the former president in a hush money scheme, he told jurors during highly anticipated testimony on Monday. His client approved hefty payouts to bury stories. I'm Joe Ramsey.